We are back, and we are live Rat Pack Sports Show, Rat Pack Radio, WRPR, and we're here live bringing you the best there is in sports talk and entertainment on a weekly basis. And tonight's show is a little bit of short-winded, but we had to keep it going, man. This is Wednesday night. Next Wednesday, there will not be a show next Wednesday because I will be out of town, so... we won't have a show next Wednesday, but we'll definitely do a Sunday night show next week. Sunday nights during the NFL offseason is usually a hit or miss because the Sunday shows are usually during the NFL season. It's just for NFL Sunday. That's what we normally call it, NFL Sunday. So we'll do our NFL Sunday shows that Sunday night, and we'll just talk about the, you know, the games of the day, you know, talk about some of the matchups and, you know, fantasy football and all of that stuff. But during the offseason, obviously, no NFL, no football. I mean, we could talk about the, you know, USFL. We could talk about that, but it's not. I haven't been watching it, to be honest with you, so I can't really talk about it because I haven't been watching it. So that's why I haven't been, spoken about it because I haven't really talked about it. So once I start watching, definitely will be, you know, talking about the USFL, but I haven't watched it enough to be able to sit here and talk about it in a detailed manner like, you know, I talk about a lot of the other sports. And I want to send a shout-out to my little nephew here, my man Brendan. Appreciate you, man, tuning in to the show. So he's been tuning in every week, and appreciate him tuning in. Appreciate everybody that's tuning in, actually, man, but... we got Mr. William Gray's Rat Pack Sports Show contributor and co-partner in crime. He is finally on the line with us. He couldn't get the video going because he don't have a good enough internet connection out there in rural America. So, you know, he don't have the cell tower access we have over here in the city areas. My man is out in the sticks. So he literally has a internet connection where he's got to go outside and hold his cell phone tower up by hand. I'm just saying. That's what it. Some weeks it ain't
that bad.
Some weeks is good. Other weeks is terrible. Hey, my man is, look, and my man Brandon, he's been listening to the show the last few weeks, and even he said it in the comments, he's still fighting with the Wi-Fi. My man William is fighting with the Wi-Fi every week, man. Every week. He's got to be on, listen, I don't know who your carrier is, but.
Comcast.
Man, you got to get rid of them, bro.
Man. Let me tell you what my options are up here for internet.
Comcast and Net Zero.
Comcast and Frontier.
Well, Frontier not bad. They've got files. I mean, no, I got hold on, you said Verizon, right? Yeah, I have Verizon. Oh no, said Frontier. Never mind.
Yeah, I have Verizon for my cell phone service. And everything and all of that, and I'm waiting for their fiber network to get out to where, or to get over to where I'm at and everything, so I can drop Comcast.
That's how far this man stay away from people. They ain't even got to him yet. It's gonna be a while. You might need to call Elon Musk and have him bring a couple of his Wi-Fi drones over your house, man.
Man, something. So on break, I was listening back to the beginning of the show, and you said you haven't heard from me in a week.
Yeah, man, I haven't heard from you.
Has it really been a week?
Yes. You weren't on last week, was it? Dang, this man lost track of time. He's lost track of time. He's been
man.
That's when you know you just out in the middle of nowhere. My man has lost track of time. He didn't even know from last Wednesday to this Wednesday was a week. I didn't hear from him last Wednesday.
I was on last Wednesday, wasn't I?
No.
Oh man. My bad.
Oh man. Look, hold on. Hold on. Let me think. Last Wednesday. Anybody listening, anybody that's listening or anybody watching this video stream, do y'all remember hearing William Gray's voice? Because I know Nicholas Lane was on last week.
Man, look, I apologize. I really do. I'm sorry, maybe. Listeners. Just got a little on the busy side. A lot of things moving a little quicker than what I expected them to. I sincerely apologize. But, you know, I'm here. Devo, I'm sorry, man. You come on, man. Hey, you know me.
My guy went to Vegas. Him and Nicholas went to Vegas, and then since that Vegas trip, y'all remember listening to the show that night when he was in Vegas and we were doing the NFL draft coverage that Thursday night. And I kept looking at him saying, man, you all right? And he was like, man, no, I don't feel good. Ever since he came back from Vegas, my man been like MIA from the chat group. He's been MIA from the show. You and Boss Hall hanging out together, man, because Boss Hall...
Nah. man, look, no, okay. So the difference between me and Boss Hogg is I've only been MIA for like a week. This man been MIA since the end of the NFL season.
Hey, okay. We're laughing and joking about Boss Hogg, but did you see Boss Hogg picture on his Instagram? Yeah. My man dyed his goatee purple.
Purple rain.
Yeah, purple rain. Purple rain. Purple. Uh-oh.
Devo tapping into his inner prince.
Then he not gonna even come on the show tonight because he know what time it is. If he come on the show tonight, we gonna have at it about that purple goatee.
For sure.
And then this is a nice gesture by Boss Hogg. Boss Hogg is that's our boy. But we gotta give him the business, just like if it was me or William. And we saw him do some. We saw one of us do some funny stuff. They'll give us the business too. So we're gonna give Boss Hogg the business. Sure. We're gonna give Boss Hogg the business. He lucky he ain't got none of these photos where I could just throw them on the screen real quick. But Boss Hogg.
Oh,
Boss Hogg. If y'all seen Boss Hogg, me and Boss Hogg is probably around about the same height, maybe. He's a big guy just like I am, and my man has his head. He should go in promotion for the men's hair club, the shaving club for bald heads. My man has the most cleanest shave on his bald head.
So.
This man has the most cleanest bald head shave I've ever seen. Ever.
He got the Vin Diesel going on.
Yeah. He got the light just glistens off of his head I mean, it's a beautiful look. So, Boss Hog.
You know, in. Oh, go ahead.
No, bro. I was going to say, Boss Hog, for, you know, everybody knows he's a teacher. He was a teacher, and now he's in the administrative role, you know, at the school he works with. Obviously, it's May. You know, everybody's, graduating from school, and Boss Hog had a nice gesture for his students, and he decided to let all the kids sign his head.
Yes.
So he's got this picture on his Instagram page. If you guys want to follow my man Boss Hog on Instagram, you know what? I'm gonna let him get that out because I don't want to just be giving out. That's his personal Instagram. So next time he's on, if he's okay with giving it out, then I'll give it out for you guys to follow him because he got some cool stuff on there. But if you can still follow Rat Pack Sports on Instagram, and I can post it through there. But
actually, you know what? I don't think I am following Boss Hog on Instagram. I recently just got back on.
Oh, you got to follow him, man. You got to follow him. So he's got like,
definitely.
His head all nice. He must have just got it like shaved and everything. So he's got the purple goatee, and then he's got about 10 signatures all around his head. That's what Boss Hog is doing.
You know, and the thing is, I'm not saying this to be funny or anything like that, but you know, there are some people that cannot pull off being bald headed. They can't.
No, you know why?
Like
because they don't shave their hair properly, so they don't pull it off because you still see blotches of hair. And they don't keep it smooth. They let the hair that's still there grow back, and then you see the male pattern baldness, and you know, or if they're not bald head yet, you see the male pattern baldness, you see the bald head spot, and then they do the whole comb over routine and try to hide it. Like,
man,
you got some hair there. Man, listen, LeBron James.
Man, let. I'm sorry. I just got to say this.
Yeah,
that is one of the worst hairstyles that I have ever seen.
What, you don't like the comb over?
In my life, is the comb over. Man, look, if you got to do a comb over, just shave it.
Seriously. Hey, you're just hanging on. You're just hanging on, man. If you got to do the comb over, you're just hanging on. That's all.
I tell you what you guys remind me of, and it doesn't matter who it is. You guys remind me of that movie guy. And Debo is going to know exactly what I'm talking about. It's always the guy in the movie that's either an attorney or an accountant that just gets the raw end of the deal all the time. That's what you guys remind me of.
Yeah.
Just stop.
Yeah.
Just shave it.
Just shave it off.
Shave it.
Man.
I'll have more respect for you.
Hey, I'm good with that. I'm good with that, man. Just shave it off. And, hey, you know, for a long time, what I was going to say, my shoulder. For a long time, LeBron James, we saw it. Everybody saw it. Dude was going bald. Obviously, he got millions of dollars. He could pay for somebody to put some hair on his head. But we saw it. My man was going bald. And his hairline was receding.
Mm-hmm.
So, how you get a brand new edge at this stage when you probably should be bald headed?
Rogaine, hair plugs.
I'm thinking it's that laser surgery.
Bosley's, I mean, something.
What was that Karl Malone? What Karl Malone was doing? Was that Rogaine?
It was. Yeah, it was either Rogaine or Bosley's. But I will tell you something. I do know somebody that has used Bosley's hair treatment or whatever, and the guy doesn't get paid to say this, but he says it actually works. So, if you guys are doing the comb over and you want to keep your hair, just invest some money, get you some Bosley's, and go on about your business. Otherwise, shave your head. Look, what is it they say? Bald is beautiful.
Now, yeah. Yeah, we know my man. We know my man had his hairline altered. Bruh, you cannot. You cannot. Let's see. I'm looking at some pictures here of my man in 2008. Boy, the internet is always king. But they got some pictures on here. Oh, they got some pictures on here. Oh my gosh.
By the way, couple of things. First and foremost, really quick, while I'm thinking about it.
All right.
Do you think the Lakers are actually gonna trade LeBron James?
Well, if who was it? Kareem? Was it Kareem? I think it was Kareem that said if he was gonna trade anybody, he would be trading LeBron James and not Russell Westbrook. And a lot of people was like, why would you keep Westbrook? And
I have to admit, I was one of those people, man. Dude, Westbrook went to Los Angeles.
Westbrook got terrible. Westbrook got terrible, man.
And quick.
Yeah, overnight. Terrible overnight.
I didn't expect that. But, no. And then, did I understand correctly in the chat room, did the Magic get the number one pick?
Yes, they did. Yep. Magic has the number one overall pick. Now, for me, I could not tell you what does that mean, because I didn't follow college basketball this year the way that I normally do it.
I'll put it to you this way, and of course I'm not the basketball guru. That's Nikki Buckets, but I'm sure he will agree with me when I tell you that this draft coming up was better than last year's draft. This draft class coming up is better than what came out last year.
Well, I mean, if that is the case, man, hopefully they get a value pick, number one. I mean, that's a big – you got to make sure that number one pick is the guy. You cannot – this isn't football. You know, you mess up the number one pick in football, you can recover, because the rest of the team is just pick up the slack. But in basketball you blow that number one pick, and you're doomed.
It's going to hurt.
Yeah, you're doomed. It's going to hurt for a long time. Hurt him, hit him hard, hurt him real bad. That's how much it's going to hurt.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm not exactly sure where Orlando is looking, but there's a few good prospects coming out. Several guys from Duke and everything that opted in for the draft. there are several guys from there that have that potential. But no, I just wanted to make sure I read that right. Chicago Bulls always going to be my number one team, no matter what. But the Orlando Magic, and I've been on record with this several times, they are my guilty pleasure team. Growing up in Tampa, right across the bridge from you, Debo, and everything, I couldn't help but watch Magic basketball. Bulls were on WGN. Orlando Magic was on usually on, what was it, the Sunshine Network at the time?
Yeah, Sunshine Network.
Yep.
Yep.
So, but really happy to see Orlando finally getting a good quality position in the draft. Very happy with that.
Yeah, they needed it, man. They struggled for some years, just developing the team and they needed that number one pick. They've done a good job of bringing in some guys, and I hope next week when we get William Graves on. Nicholas Lane on with us. We go a little bit in the depth of how important that number one pick is for the Magic, and hopefully, what they could do with it and who they could pick up. What's the right guy, for them. So, but it's, I think it's an important pickup for them, from the franchise standpoint, and just something to build on, because right now they don't have that franchise guy. They got some, good guys around the league and that's been with them. They've traded off, which I didn't understand. I didn't like the Vucevic or whatever his name is. I didn't like that trade. He was a good player for them, so I didn't like that trade. But the rest of them, they were decent players. They were good players that did some good things, for the team.
Well, the only thing I'm hoping is that Orlando doesn't get crazy and trade away that number one pick. I guess it really depends on the player. But, I hope they don't get starstruck and try to trade away their number one overall pick for like an Anthony Davis or a LeBron James. Because if they did something like that, I would be sick to my stomach. I really would.
Yeah, I would too, man. I would too. Definitely. Something, that need to be worked on as far as, the Magic concern. They need to make sure they find the right guy.
Yeah, absolutely. Really quick, keeping on the basketball thing, and I know we'll talk more about this when we get Nikki Buckets on, but the Mavericks beat the Phoenix Suns.
Yeah, that was a little bit of a shocker. That was a little bit of a shocker.
A little bit?
Man, I mean, the Suns had the best record.
I had Phoenix sweeping the Mavs.
Yeah, I didn't know if they was going to sweep, but I think a lot of people had Phoenix obviously winning that series.
Man, but that I cannot even pronounce his name. Not even going to try to pronounce his name. But that 77 for the Mavericks. That dude is something else. That dude is impressive from
Luka?
Start to finish.
Yeah, Luka's a beast.
Yeah, he like where I work at or whatever, they always have sports on. It's usually ESPN and everything. So late at night, they if there's a basketball game that was played earlier in the day, they replay it. So I actually get to sit and watch basketball and everything and all that, and I saw that final game, and man, that was impressive.
Yeah, I mean, what was more impressive, you know, in that game was how well the pressure was handled on their,
mm-hmm.
you know, Dallas end. Obviously, we know
now,
Phoenix got some athletes, and they can make things happen pretty quick. But
isn't Jason Kidd the head coach of Dallas?
Yeah, Jason Kidd is the head coach over there. Yeah, he is.
Look, out of you could have named 20 or 30 players ahead of Jason Kidd that you would have thought would have been a head coach before him. But I'll tell you what, he's actually impressed me.
Hmm.
He really has. But again, that's just my humble opinion. So what else you got for us tonight, Debo?
Man, honestly, bro, I went on my rant earlier.
Oh, I haven't listened to
and,
all of it. I caught the highlights.
Yeah.
I will be sending the Tampa Bay Lightning. I will be sending them my medical bill for this past series and everything. Giving me a stroke. That's not cool, because I honestly thought Toronto had that.
Yeah, I said it earlier, man. I said it earlier that I thought we were outplayed in that series and the majority of those games. And after that game 5 loss, I wasn't really confident that they would be able to pull it off. I just wasn't seeing what I needed to see. They was giving up, you know, defense was lazy. They just weren't playing Lightning, you know, hockey the way that I –
mm-hmm.
been watching them play over the last few years.
I do have a confession to make.
Uh-oh.
Regarding hockey. As everybody knows, the team I grew up watching before the Lightning came into existence is the Chicago Blackhawks, and I always kind of claimed them as my team.
Yeah.
This was before Tampa Bay, before Florida, and all that. This past year, I don't think I watched a single Blackhawk game, but I watched about five to ten Lightning games.
Well, I mean,
but I don't want to be known as that guy that jumped around and everything like that just because the Lightning were doing good. So I'm gonna wait till Tampa Bay has a crummy year, I have to admit I have become a Tampa Bay Lightning fan.
Become, man, you should have been a fan.
Tampa was always my second team, but I wanted to stay true to the Blackhawks because they were there before the Lightning. But over the past several years, I really liked what Tampa Bay has done. So, just a little bit of a confession, but now I don't know if I'm going to get rid of all my Blackhawk gear or not, but I didn't watch a single Blackhawk game this year. I was actually rather surprised.
Yeah, ouch. Well, I got this pain in my back. Ooh, that y'all hurt.
Debo, you good over there?
No, man. I got this pain between my shoulder blades. Man, my neck is jacked up. My neck, my back, my neck and my back. Oh.
Well, I did see a photo the other day. I was actually going to ask you about it. Were you at Bucks training camp here? What was it, yesterday?
No.
For their first day?
No. You talking about the OTAs?
Yes.
No.
Okay. Because there was a guy that looked exactly like you. I mean, to the T, looked exactly like you, standing on the sidelines with Tampa. And I was actually going to message you about it, and I got busy doing some other stuff. But is there anything you need to tell us, Debo?
No, man. Nope. I'm good.
You changed your career path?
Nope.
You sure?
Yeah.
Because that guy looked an awful lot like you, man. I just didn't know if you decided to become an assistant coach under Todd Bowles or not. I mean, you do have coaching experience. It might be in basketball, but you still got coaching experience. You are a former collegiate player.
Yep, sure is.
I'm just saying. I think you might be holding out on us, Debo.
Oh no, no. Never that.
Well. But you would tell us if you became an assistant coach with Tampa.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you? Okay.
Yeah.
Just making sure.
No. But shoot, with that being said, where we at? Pausing, man. Well, I got it. Dude, my back is killing me, bro. And it's in one of those spots where you can't reach it.
In all seriousness, man, you don't be fooling around with stuff like that, man.
No, I'm just gonna be jumping out of buildings. That's all.
You're gonna be jumping out of buildings.
Yeah.
What you jumping out of buildings for?
I don't know. Oh,
man.
I'm jumping out of buildings to fly like Superman. That's what.
Man, look, you better save. You better save the whole Superman thing for another day, bro.
Yep. So, yeah, man. What we at? 11:17. We getting close to the end here. I know we wanted to wait for William. I mean, not William, but Hopper. Yeah. I mean, my man Nicholas Lane, but I don't think he's gonna make it. So we gonna boy, my shoulder blades hurt. But we gonna hang this thing up in a few, and then we'll come back in a week, and hopefully, actually, like I said earlier, next Wednesday, I'll be out of town, so won't be no show. Next Wednesday, but next Sunday, we'll knock one out. We'll have one next Sunday, and
all right.
Oh, feel like a
same time, 9 p.m. Or are we or are we gonna go on a date?
I'm not sure yet. Definitely 9.
Okay.
Not sure if we'll do it earlier, or just. Maybe do a 8, from 8 to, what is this, 9-11? So, yeah, 8 to 11. Or we'll just stay with the regular time at 9 and then just run it through that. But real quick, before we go, there is a final score here. And Golden State won 112-87. So that is game one in the books. I think, you know, the matchup for Dallas worked for them in the series. But this Golden State team is probably going to be a little bit too tough for them. They just got better players and... Sometimes you just not a good matchup. So, but
yeah, the Golden State team is definitely built for a championship contention.
Yeah, most definitely. So, ladies and gentlemen, with that being said, it is 8:20, and normally we're out of here at 11:20. Normally we're out of here at 11. So we're going to get on out of here for the night. I got to be up early in the morning for work. And, you know, that'll always beat over that. Mr. William Graves, you got anything for the listeners, man?
No, just really thank you guys for listening. You know, we appreciate you guys. We really do.
Hey, they make everything easier. And my man Brandon's still laughing. yeah, so with that being said, man, like I said, we would appreciate everybody tuning in to the show. My man Brandon, I know my buddy Mike is still listening. And everybody, whether you're listening on YouTube, my personal page, Rat Pack Sports Show page with the group, Bucks Life, appreciate them. Twitch, you know what I'm saying, appreciate them. So we're on a different networks. And, you know, at the end of the day, we got to – take care of it. Take care of ourselves. So let's get on up out of here, Mr. Will Graves. As always, man, appreciate you calling in and tuning in to the show, even when you couldn't hear nothing. Appreciate that. And
always.
You know what, ladies and gentlemen? That is going to do it for us here. So with that being said, we're here. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Rat Pat Sports Show. And I want to wish everybody a good weekend, a good night. And we'll see you guys in about 10 days on what is it?
Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday. So I need a massage, bro.
You need some sleep.
That too, but I still my shoulder is hurting. It is.
Like I said, don't be playing around with that stuff, bro. Go get that checked out.
Well, I don't think it's anything serious, because I haven't really been doing much on it. I think I might have overdid it lifting some stuff, so, you know, I'm always lifting stuff at work, so.
Yeah.
But let's get on up out here. William Graves, as always, man, appreciate you. Next week we'll have. All right. Yeah, but I got distracted, dude. I'm looking at something here, and it just completely threw me off. I don't know if those listening, looking at it on the stream, if you can see my eyes, but I'm trying to squeeze. Squeeze my thoughts out through my eyeballs, but. We're going to get out of here, man. As always, Mr. William Graves, appreciate you. Nicholas Lane as well. He wasn't able to call in, but he'll be in next week. And with that being said, hey, we will see you guys in a little bit. And until next time, take care. And we will see you on the Flippity Flip. This is Rat Pat Sports Show, man. We are pretty much signing out for this week. We out here, man.
Peace. Peace.